Monday night, the University of Arkansas Wind Symphony will bring brass, Tchaikovsky, and more to Baum Walker Concert Hall at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. W. Dale Warren, the conductor of the symphony, recently came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk to P.J. Hrabowski about Monday's concert that will feature guest artist Erjean Kong Violin and the return of a once-dormant ensemble.
We've kind of resurrected the U of A Brass Choir. A lot of our brass students kind of missed playing that repertoire, and so a bunch of them got together and said, hey, can we do a number on the concert? And I said, absolutely. And they're going to do maybe one of the most famous fanfares of all time, the Paul Dukas Fanfare for La Prairie. You know, it's probably the music that everybody knows out of that particular opera.
The fanfare, yes, the very famous,
sure. Wonderful
fanfare.
So all brass, and then we open with a great overture by Andres Makris, the Aegean Festival Overture. He
Sounds
wrote that
Greek.
For the National. He is very Greek,
okay.
Right. He grew up in an Aegean seaport and obviously on the Mediterranean. And so he was a principal violinist for the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, and they were looking for a hot opener for tour, and so Howard Mitchell asked him to write it, and he did.
Okay.
And then Major Albert Bader of the United States Air Force Band heard it on tour and heard it there, of course, at Constitution Hall, and they collaborated about the arrangement for wind band, and it's absolutely spectacular. It's everything that you can do in 10 and a half minutes, he threw in there. It's pretty hot. There's not two measures of the same meter in the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds exciting.
It's exciting. It's an ABA, so it's incredibly exciting on the front and back end, and then the middle is gorgeous. You'd
wow.
swear you were on a boat out in the Mediterranean just floating and maybe drinking coconut juice, we'll say. And then we're going to go to Erjean's piece, as you've already mentioned, the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto in D Major. Again, a very much a standard part of the repertoire. She's remarkable. I don't have all the adjectives for her, but she's pyrotechnic when she plays this thing.
Then just one more piece, correct?
But it's a big one. It's the La Fiesta Mexicana of H.O. and Reed. It's, 22-minute. Three-movement work that is his best-known piece by far of all of his output, and he did all of his research while he was in Mexico on a Guggenheim Fellowship, and he wrote it in 1949. Of course, he was very well traveled in the 30s and 40s, and it has three terrific movements. They're very different. It's the first movement is Prelude and Aztec Dance, and it's about bringing in everybody for the festival, as you would imagine, and all the Aztec dancers and all their plumage and their colorful outfits and the fireworks. And, there's always the church bells ringing to announce all the different ceremonies. The second movement's the Mass, because, after all, it is a religious ceremony, the fiesta is, and they're paying homage to the Virgin Mary, and it's a powerful Mass, really amazing. Starts out with the church bells again. And the third movement's the carnival movement, and that's when Mexico is at its best on the days of the fiesta. And it's every mariachi band thrown together, every marimba band thrown together. It's the markets, the itinerant circus, the bullfights, the town band, the cantinas. I mean, and like I say, it would be appropriate for us to wear sombreros, because there's so much mariachi activity in that movement.
Kind of a sad note. This concert is dedicated to one of your students, correct? Tony Collins?
Right. We lost Tony just in August, early August, and he was a member of the band program at Arkansas, and was in the marching band, was in the Wind Symphony, a terrific flute player, and he was diagnosed with brain cancer in January of 2009, and so he fought valiantly, but we just lost him, and so we've dedicated this semester's concerts to him, and the marching band is doing the same thing. Their whole season, we're wearing TC pins on our lapel. Because Tony was one of those students that you get once in a career. We have every student we have in the band program is great, but he was a different kind of kid. Nobody wasn't better off for having known Tony, because he was positive. He had a smile on his face every moment. Nothing could get him down. And if you needed to be picked up, you just wanted to go have a chat with Tony. And so his departure for us has been devastating.
I hope his parents know that you're dedicating.
They're going to fly in for both concerts. And I should tell you that he's from Alaska.
Right.
And so, that they're making quite a sacrifice to fly in for both concerts this semester. And, they were here for the Fayetteville Memorial. Mm-hmm. And so they've been very involved with his career in music, and not only his flute, but, of course, his band experiences. And so he was a big part of their life. He has a younger sister, obviously, but he he was just a huge part of our program. We just can't believe he's not with us.
W. Dale Warren is the conductor of the University of Arkansas Wind Symphony. The symphony will perform Monday night at Walton Arts Center in downtown Fayetteville. He talked with P.J. Hrabowski in the Richard B. Atkinson Studio at KUAF.